Bhakti Rajiv has rephrased his question with a lengthy introduction, which I won't read. But his question is, why ISKCON, as a matter of policy, does not officially preach against the consumption of unethically produced dairy products and set an example by either consuming no dairy or only ethically produced dairy products at his temples and affiliated restaurants? It's a topic I've discussed repeatedly. I hope some listeners don't get tired of hearing it. I agree with the problem that's being raised. To buy milk in stores means that we're supporting the slaughter of animals. And it's something that I can't explain away after 40 years in the Krishna consciousness movement that, well, Srila Prabhupada didn't object. It's a fact that in the beginning years, Srila Prabhupada didn't object, but he also gave us a solution for that, which was to actually have farms, and directed us that our farms should provide all the milk products for our temples and our restaurants, as well as the vegetables. And that would keep us consistent with a non-violent lifestyle. Unfortunately, our farm communities are far and few in between, and certainly not in any position to provide the vast quantities of milk products that our devotees consume. And there's not necessarily either the level of faith or belief that this is actually a priority for devotees, because shop milk is so easily achieved. As a result, yes, we're compromised. We are really compromised. And we need to then, as individuals and as temples, think, is it perhaps better to be vegans than to participate in violence? Of course, best of all is to be following Krishna's example and Srila Prabhupada's teachings. But if not, ghee, butter, milk can be replaced with margarine and oil and soya products. None of these are obviously 100% ethically produced either. There's always compromise there, but certainly cows don't have to be slaughtered in order to acquire these things. Whether there is such a thing as ethically produced dairy products is something that I really wonder. In other words, aside from a Hare Krishna farm, or farms where they neither use milk cows as milk machines, and they let them live out their natural life, being left for and cared for in a proper way, are there really farms that produce quality, ethically quality milk? If there are, then that is certainly a very good and a viable alternative, which may end up being more than the milk that we buy from the shops, but it can be set off by less consumption, and certainly it will not have us bear the reaction to compromising our own principles. So that's why ISKCON doesn't have that policy. It's not a policy that the GBC body is willing to or able to accept and enforce at the present time. It's left to local places. Even here, as I'm sitting in Budapest, I've not been able to convince yet the temple, or what to speak of the community, to take responsibility for a larger herd in New Brajadam, where they can actually consume these milk products or get these milk products from. Although I am going to be speaking with our temple council here about the problem itself and seeing what type of alternatives we can explore. So once again, that's the answer to those questions. Thank you for bringing it up, and I hope it gives something to four devotees to think about. Hare Krishna.